Non-citizens won't have their legal status affected if they receive health benefits, including Medicaid. What brought about this change? I'm Jeff Lagasse with Healthcare Finance News, and we'll answer that and more in the return this week of Top Stories. The Department of Homeland Security under the Biden administration has reversed a previous Trump-era public charge regulation, meaning individual factors such as a person's disability or use of benefits alone will no longer lead to a public charge determination. Healthcare Finance News reports that the final rule applies to non-citizens requesting admission to the U.S. or applying for a green card from within the country. Reversing the Trump-era public charge rule has long been a stated goal of the Biden administration, which contended the previous rule discouraged many immigrants from seeking benefits. The FBI has issued recommendations to address a number of cybersecurity vulnerabilities in active medical devices stemming from outdated software, as well as the lack of security features in older hardware. According to Healthcare IT News, the agency found that equipment vulnerable to cyber attacks include insulin pumps, intracardiac defibrillators, mobile cardiac telemetry, and pacemakers. Routine challenges include the use of standardized configurations, specialized configurations, and the ability to upgrade device security features. Alphabet's life science offshoot Verily has raised $1 billion in an investment round led by its parent company alongside a shakeup of its executive team. As we see in Mobi Health News, the company's founder, Andy Conrad, will step down as CEO, moving to an executive chairman position on Verily's board. Current president Stephen Gillette will take the reins as CEO in January. Meanwhile, CFO Deepak Ahuja will leave Verily at the end of the month to join drone delivery company Zipline. I'm Jeff Lagasse with Healthcare Finance News, and this has been Top Stories.